LIRR workers have gone without a contract and raises for 4 years. To make up for it, they want a 17% wage increase over the next 6 years. That's the equivalent of about 1.7% annually for the 10 years. The MTA has balked at this, saying it would have to hike fares to pay for that. Talks with arbitrators appointed by the White House are ongoing, and if a compromise isn't reached by July, some 300,000 daily commuters could be stranded during a strike. It's within this context that the MTA said it wants to start looking for bus companies to get people to work. Two key MTA committees voted to move forward to solicit contracts from vendors. The full board is expected to approve the action on Wednesday. Officials were careful to articulate that this is a contingency plan and that they want to reach a settlement. Still, two MTA board members moved to table the plan for a month. Charles Mertler of the Bronx was appointed to the MTA board by former Governor David Paterson.
If we spent as much time in bona fide negotiation as we do on trying to play chess, we might get somewhere. It will not enhance our standing, nor change the perception that we have and for some years have had among, if not the worst, labor record of any agency in the state of New York.
Union officials have made almost identical statements in the past. The union's bargaining position was weakened this month when Governor Andrew Cuomo brokered a deal with subway workers, giving them an 8% raise over 6 years. The MTA has signaled they want a similar arrangement with LIRR workers. According to documents, if a strike does happen, the MTA says it would aim to provide, quote, limited bus service on the weekdays to subway stops in New York City. News accounts from previous LIRR strikes in 1994 and 1987 describe a region paralyzed in traffic and gridlock. Charles Lane, WSHU News.